This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House on Monday is preparing a tough executive order that would allow U.S. President Joe Biden to shut down asylum claims after 2,500 migrants arrive each day at the southern border. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It would be President Biden's most aggressive unilateral move yet to control numbers at the border. The 2,500 figure is important because it means the border could effectively be closed to asylum seekers immediately, because daily figures are higher than that now. Several officials say the White House is telling lawmakers the president's getting ready to sign off on the order and unveil it at an event with border mayors at the White House. He's been deliberating more immigration action on his own for months after a bipartisan asylum bill fell apart at Donald Trump's urging. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Palestinian officials have applied at the top UN court for permission to join South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. The request, published on Monday, says Israel's ongoing military operation is, quote, part of a systemic effort to wipe out Palestinian society and its culture and social institutions from the map. The request to the International Court of Justice was made on behalf of the State of Palestine and signed by Palestinian Authority Foreign Minister. South Africa filed its case with the ICJ late last year, accusing Israel of breaching the Genocide Convention. Israel denies it's committing genocide. Wounded Palestinians were evacuated by ambulance from an area of Rafah on Monday as Israeli forces pressed on with their offensive in the south of Gaza. The wounded brought to a field.